with the fake shootings. This is Luby's, and this is what we would call a psychological operation, right? Now you have people be like, well, that one was real, that one was real. Like, no, they're all fake, buddy. They're all fake. And what I mean by that, this is a government, U.S. Army psychological operations. 100%. You don't need anybody telling you otherwise, but it's a bad one because time doesn't do any justice, especially with technology and, you know, the other fake shootings that they have.
Mass shooting in America. This is the CBS Evening News. Dan Rather reporting. Good evening. A man went on a bloody rampage in Central Texas today. He drove a truck into a cafeteria, opened fire on the crowd inside, and then committed suicide. It happened in the city of Killeen, about 50 miles north of Austin. When the shooting was over, more than 20 people were dead. CBS News correspondent Scott Pelley is on the scene.
It was just after noon. The cafeteria was jammed when the killer rammed his truck through a window.
You got a question, you know, is any of this actually real? Is any of it real? Right? Is it an actor? Is it stage props? Is it... I don't think any of it's real is what I'm trying to say. It's fake. It's a U.S. Army psychological operations, which means when they do this with their schools, like they run them through their schools every year. They pick a school. They pick about 4 or 5 schools where they run same type of psychological operation, where they hire actors. They hire a whole shitload of people, the military and whatnot. And it's not like it's a secret or anything. This is very well... Well known out there. Luby's being fake isn't. I mean, most people think it's real. You get a little acting.
Witnesses say he fired with a semi-automatic pistol, pulling the trigger as fast as he could. He started by walking down the serving line. Witnesses say he fired, reloaded.
So, and again, like, if you realize the eyewitnesses say their story of what happened, right? And then if this is actually a real shooting, then you have the crime scene photos, which in time they should be released. There's no reason that most of the people involved in this are dead. There's no reason for it to not be released, right? The reason why it's not released is because it's fake. It's hard to fake a murder, fake mass murder.
And fired
it's
again.
It's easy to run a little propaganda skit with people laying outside the truck. Like, why is this person laying outside the truck? They should have been loaded into the... doesn't make any sense.
He was pretty calm.
What you have here are guys who are probably in a U.S. Army psychological operation
about it, even though he wasn't like-
unit, right? All from Killeen, Texas, all in part of the stage. You know, they have non-disclosure agreements. U.S. Army people can't talk about it.
Cussing or saying this or that, you know, he just opened fire.
After several minutes of terror,
the camera's
there
here.
Was chaos.
Act. Kind of reminds you of Buffalo, right?
I can't see.
All we could see was his legs and his body and the gun, and that's all.
Two actors.
We're gonna look out from under the tables. I mean, we were underneath the tables just trying to keep from getting hit.
I mean, again, you can sit here and argue that it's real, it actually happened, but there's no evidence to suggest that it actually happened, right? Now, you have the establishment media who tries to, you know, you have your communist state actors who run out, like Sue Klebold or whatever. I think the name Susan Hopp, this lady who's...
just kept saying he's cutting us away, he's cutting us away. And someone behind us, who was sitting 2 or 3 tables from the window, picked up a table and threw it through the window, or a chair or something.
And we just all ran out.
Everybody ran out as fast as we could.
He kept shouting, I hope all this is worth it. I hope all this is worth it, Texas and Felton. Those were the only things that he kept shouting.
Like, the story is that, like, it was a white guy, and, like, white women were harassing him to not date other white women. And it's like, you know, it's a racial psyops in between the fake gun control nonsense that anybody's just going to walk in and start shooting people. And they're all pretty fake. You know, once you start to uncover the communist state, you know, stage, the world's a stage, and that's not better than in America. It's exactly what it is.
I hope this is worth it, Texas. I hope this is worth it, Melton. And as soon as he would shout, he'd start firing again.
Just randomly shot anybody in his path.
I thought it was the backfire from the car at first. And then he pulled me underneath the table, and then it just kept on going and going. He just kept shooting and shooting, and it wasn't going to stop. So that's why we ran out.
There was maybe
15 people ran out.
That actually got out of the restaurant.
The small city, unable to cope with so many wounded, called in the military for help.
Called in the military because it's a military exercise, right? That's what it is, though. It's a joint exercise at a specific location, which the Luby's cafeteria was probably owned by somebody within the military who had connections within the military or local government, right? Just like the top supermarket shooting, that's fake. So you have these exercise, these people who participate in the exercise to be, hey, we're going to be a mass casualty event, right? Okay, we're going to need you to ride in the helicopter.
By late this afternoon, the dead and wounded were still being counted. At least 23 killed.
So after you released everybody who was hurt and everything like that, right, you have to go back and catalog the crime scene, right? To do DNA swabs. This is 1991. I'm still sure that they used DNA in 1991. Just coming around, right? You'd have to, in order to convict the guy or sue the guy in court, you'd have to document the crime, which doesn't take place because this is a staged event.
Still, perhaps as many as 20 others.
Just like the one in San Ysidro.
In hospital. It appears to be the worst mass shooting in U.S. Perhaps as many as 20 others in hospital.
Yeah, this lady right here, who's another crisis actor, and we'll get to her
next. It appears to be the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. The gunman was found dead in the restaurant. He apparently shot himself.
Most of this is Freemasons, right? This is how they control it, right? It's not that it's a secret anymore. It's that people refuse to talk about it being fake, right? Not that it even is, people refuse to talk about it, is that on mainstream media, they really ride with these massacres, right?
Tonight, Colleen is in shock, counting the dead, and only now learning the magnitude of the tragedy.
We are now live in front of the Luby.
No evidence that an actual shooting took place.
Restaurant, and we have with us
anybody's
going to
sit there and tell me that a guy with a little blood on that going into a helicopter is a shooting that is evidence of a shooting that took place is an idiot, because it's not. It's a staged drill. It's a psychological operation. It's an army psyops operation, specifically by the army as a training exercise, right? And they have them all across the United States. Every year they do them, and the fact is that they run. Trying to run it live when it's exactly what it is. It's a training exercise.
Inside the restaurant during the shooting. Jackie, what did you see? What happened?
Well, we were sitting at the table and he came through the glass and I thought it was a storm or something. And he came in and I jumped from one side of the table over to the other one up under the chair. And he jumped out and he started shooting. And then he said, is it worth it? Is it worth it? This is what Belton made me do. And he started going around in a circle and he was shooting people, just walking up and shooting. The only thing you could smell was gunpowder.
So she's repeating the same thing as what the other guy said earlier, the guy down here, this guy, right? They're going off the same script. They were close enough to obviously hear what he said.
And you can lay there and wait for him to shoot you.
They were close enough to hear what he said, but they didn't get shot. They don't have a drop of blood on them. They don't have
anything. Because as he was going around, the circle was getting bigger and bigger. And Mr. Ray got round side of me, got over on top of me one way, and the Virginia got on the other side. And I looked up at him, and instead of him shooting me, he shot Nancy, because I believe Nancy moved or something. He shot her in the head, because when I got up, she had a big hole in the side of her head where he had shot her at.
Yeah.
And she just laid there. She didn't move after.
I'm sure she did get shot in the head, and then you are so calm to be... It's fake, guys. It's what we call an actor.
Everybody else had got it because I started going into shock, and then the paramedics and Mr. Ray took me outside.
I wouldn't be surprised if she's in the military in an Army Psychological Operations Unit.
Did the gunman approach you?
That's what happened because I was there. They always say that.
No, but if he would have kept going around, we were the next ones he was going to shoot because he was going around in the circle.
Thank you very much. In the building behind me, there are at least 22 bodies still in place. An Army helicopter is being carried. Is being called in to carry them away. Dan?
Scott, Dan.
Why would you call in the Army? Why would you call in the Army? Isn't that what your taxpayers get paid to call in the actual regular medical personnel, right? Why would you call the Army unless it was an Army-run psyops? That's what it is, though, and people are going to sit here and tell me otherwise.
Please give our thanks to that remarkable...
Well, look at Killeen, Texas. There's Army bases all... There's a fort right across the way from this place. And the people who are in here...
Poised and articulate young lady. Again today, the weapon of choice in
Killeen. We got fucking Freemason. Master Mason, right? Come on. Cameras are all on. That guy's not on.
How far can you see him? How far in there did he get?
George Henard lived in a spacious home in Belton in a quiet neighborhood. Tonight, police have the home roped off. Neighbors say Henard may have lived in a...
Sounds almost exactly like Columbine, right?
...sedate environment, but they say he was anything but. Chris Ling says Henard once argued with a woman who was just passing through the block.
Yeah, well, she was in her car, and she was driving by, and I thought he was...
I'm a communist state actor and getting paid to do this. I don't know why I'm out here.
...yelling and screaming at his lawnmower because he was banging it on the side of the road, and he's just yelling obscenities at her and telling her it was all her fault.
At the neighborhood convenience store where Henard shopped often, Jimmy Mead, the owner, has little good to say about him.
The way he dealt with people was, you know, just...
Probably owns the Lubies, too.
Had no social graces at all. He'd jump in front of customers, push customers out of the way. As he left one day, he spit on the side of a customer's
car. Or one of your local Freemasons who is involved in the charade that we call government.
Or they had to go out and clean it up.
I mean, everybody. People are sitting here bitching about your gun laws being revoked in Nevada. Well, what did you think was going to happen? I mean, what did you think? You got Joe Lombardo, a Freemason, who helped fake the other shooting. Right? I mean, yeah, they're coming after your guns. No shit.
I mean, it was pretty nasty looking, and it was just like that all the time.
Witnesses at the scene of... This morning, Jimmy Mead's mother says he was very nice.
He bought sausage and biscuit.
So now she's telling him she's nice. The other guy's telling him he's an asshole. What are we? The idea is that it's just some ordinary guy who's going to walk into a supermarket and shoot people, right? And this doesn't, I mean, there's no reason why anybody should sit here and say, oh, if this is true, why you should ban guns. You should actually be promoting to carry and protect yourself because people are nuts. But, again, this is a psychological Army operations.
100%. And a temple telegram, an orange...
No, not really. Bruce.
I mean, you could sit here and go... U.S. Army... PSYOPS Unit, Texas. 1991. 34th Psychological Operations... They got them all over, right? All over they run psychological operations. Just like the one in Thousand Oaks, California after the wildfires. And again, they don't just run them through the Army nowadays. Now they use Department of Homeland Security and all this other stuff. But that's basically what that is. It's a PSYOPS unit. PSYOPS is basically what Lubies is.
But police need to know more about this man who applied to...